welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so grateful that you were able to spend this time with me today as we just share the good things of the Lord. And the last several broadcasts, I've been ministering on the subject of prayer, and I really feel a burden from the Lord to continue on in that theme. But before we do, I just feel to spend a little bit of time in prayer for your needs and to minister and just allow the Lord to touch your heart. Some of you are very weary and tired, and He just wants to refresh you, and He wants to lift that weariness and just impart new strength to you that you can continue running your race. The Word of the Lord says in John 15, 10 and 11, "If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full." That's what God has for us. That's what Jesus wants. And our Heavenly Father, He doesn't want us anxious and filled with doubts and fears and dread and worry about the future, concerned about finances, troubled about our loved ones. He wants, those are things we can only do what He tells us to do. We can only pray and witness and be the kind of person He would have us be. And then that is where our responsibility ends. The rest is in God's hands. You can't change those loved ones. If you could, you would have certainly by now. But we have to learn to release our burdens into the hands of God. And I just want to pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, you see those who are so weary with the battle, the frustrations of the day, the things that have come up, the things they've dealt with time and time again, the problems that the enemy would just put in their pathway and cause them to be as a stumbling block. Father, I thank you, Lord. You said that the Spirit of the Lord would be upon Jesus. Lord, that He would anoint us with a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, that you would cause the rough places to be made plain. You'd cause the valleys to be exalted, the mountains to be made low. And I'm asking you to do that today in the lives of your beloved. Lord, you see all that they've been going through. And Lord, I ask right now for your virtue, the anointing of God, to touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Every bit of weariness, every bit of doubt to go in the name of Jesus. Satan, I take authority over you, you spirits of doubt and unbelief. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to go, not to return. Go back to the pit from whence you came. And Lord, I release the faith of God. I thank you, Lord, for when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, you will lift a standard against him. I thank you, Lord, for refreshing your beloved right now, even as they are reaching out to you. And Lord, we praise you for your goodness and for your mighty acts. Hear the word of the Lord, my beloved. It is written in the word that Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness. My Father anointed me in this way because I always delighted to do his will. My purpose was the destruction of sin, the works of the devil, as well as the establishment of my kingdom. I lived in continual communion with my Father and your Father, and was able to finish my course for the joy set before me. That joy consisted in the foreknowledge that you also would be brought into divine fellowship with my Father and me, not only in this time, but in the ages to come. Therefore, it's my desire that you experience the same kind of joy in the days of your life. Happiness is dependent upon circumstances. My joy is not. Truly, it is my good pleasure to bless you abundantly in every area of your life. Is it not written, no good thing will I withhold from them who walk uprightly before me? The joy that I give you is not as the world gives. It is based upon the unshakable conviction, the absolute assurance of the love of your God personally for you. It was for you and for the love I knew one day that you would return to me, that I suffered the shame, the humiliation, the contradiction of sinners against me at Calvary. I learned obedience by the things I suffered, knowing my Father's will contained the highest eternal purpose. And so for you, let nothing fret you or disturb the peace that passes all understanding that I so freely give to you in my great salvation. As you seek me with all of your heart, know that my eyes are perpetually upon you for good. Your perfection, your fulfillment, in the fullness of your inheritance are my express purposes and aim. Your trust and faith in these truths I now share with you will release a never-ending flow of the oil of gladness in your life. Nothing shall keep you down. This is not fantasy, but a reality for all those who will walk in the Spirit with me. Your life shall be an adventure and discovery of my love and purpose for your creation. And that joy shall no man take from you, says your Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for that beautiful word of encouragement. Lord, we bless and we honor you. We thank you, Lord, that you've given prophecy for comfort, for edification, for exhortation. And Lord, we receive that to our hearts. And we thank you for your strengthening right now in our inner man. We bless you for it. Praise God. Well, glory to God. I feel the beautiful, sweet presence of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And perhaps there's no other more precious subject that we can be talking about than the power of prevailing prayer. Now, this week we have looked at Scripture. We've looked at what the Word says about prayer. But I'd like to go into further detail as we look now at the person of a great man of God who had a lot of failings and faults just as us. But his name is Jacob, and we want to see about a remarkable time in his life where he had to have an answer from God, and he was changed as he encountered the Lord in prayer. But first, we want to look at the character of Jacob, and to do so, we're going to go to the book of Genesis, and I'm going to start reading at verse 26, and this was at the very birth of the twins. Remember, Jacob had a twin brother, Esau. Verse 26, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. Now, my Bible is the King James, and that's the word they use, plain. But the Hebrew word describes pious, gentle, dear, upright. The Living Bible says that he was a quiet sort who liked to stay home. Now, we're looking at the character of Jacob, but let's go a little bit further on to Genesis, the 28th chapter. And here we see, if you remember, there was a deception perpetrated by Rachel, and of course Jacob obeys, and he receives the birthright and the blessing of the firstborn, the blessing of God. Excuse me. And in verse 10, it says, Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He was fleeing from the presence of his brother because his brother was plotting to kill him. He was so angry. And here we see that it was nighttime and he just put his head down and lay on a stone. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And in verse 15, he says, And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of to thee. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep. And he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, How dreadful is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Jacob rose up early in the morning. He took the stone that he put for a pillow. He poured oil upon it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the beginning. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. He was willing to make the God of his forefathers his personal God. And we know, of course, that God was faithful to his word. What do we see as we look a little further in Genesis, the 31st chapter? I won't take the time to read 38 to 42. We see that Jacob flees from Laban. We see that he was strong, he was honest, he was faithful, he was a man of his word, he was dependable, determined, he was a realist, he was intelligent as well as conservative. We can tell that from his prayer at Bethel. And then we see also, you know, the amazing, wonderful thing is when at this point in his life, when he was fleeing from Jacob, or excuse me, from Laban, we see that he confirmed his blessing. When God kept his word, he acknowledged that God had truly been faithful to his promise. Well, there's much more to share with you, and we'll just have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. But I do thank you so much for listening. Some of you may need the support of encouraging prayer. If you're blessed by the broadcast, know that God has opened another venue since the beginning of this ministry, and that is the ministry of correspondence. And in my monthly letters to partners, I don't beg for finances. My purpose when I write is to encourage the hearts of God's people. And if you write, I'll personally pray for you, and there'll be a word of encouragement, a prophetic word, or whatever God has to bless your life. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.